and he communicates to the ear that which he wills of music and glad tidings and cries. The world is full of remedies, but you have no remedy till God opens a window for you. Though you are unaware of that just now, God will make it plain in the hour of need. The prophet said that the glorious...
Wait, the prophet waits. Maybe this is a cliche, you should know, when you read this book. Whenever he wants to say, okay, this is the truth, he will say, a prophet said. Because what prophet says is ha, is the same of ha, always. But Rumi especially will pay an attention over there. He will make it sharp. He will make it one or two verses to concentrate it so you could memorize it and remember it always. If you remember all the sayings of the prophets in this book, you have the best advice in your life. Here, there is an explanation. But before that, what was all of this? Was it really saying that God will punish you? I doubt it. Why? Because I read a lot of explanations. There were a lot of details here, which if I want to talk about God being angry and punishing you, I don't need to go to that. Like the eating the fire of Moses, the details over there. Pay attention, he's talking about the stuff. He didn't say that God will give it to you the way he wants it. He doesn't say that. He says, first of all, God put some seals on your ears. Then what? Then you didn't listen. Because it was like in church or in mosque, they would say, oh, God will punish you. Out of fear, you collapse and you don't listen. You just wait for the moment to finish. Because don't do that in your ear. Look at it. What did he say after that? He said, he will put a seal and you live in a very noisy space under your cover. When you are with yourself, you are doing this. There is a lot of sounds in this cover when you are covered. Means you are busy with the sounds. Means you are miserable. Then you will do this stuff. What? Normally, if this was a religious stuff, he would say, he will give you the best, he will show you the best way, he will reward you, and he said, what? Whatever he desires will bring it to your eyes. Third eye, the way you see. One, beauty, completeness, and something else. That something else cannot be really translated. I'll try. But look at the words. It says, listen, the consequence of your self-centered, your narcissism is this, that you're covered, and under that, it's full of noises. When he wants, he will let you know what the beauty is first. This is beauty. What if you pay attention to the Arab word over there? It has the same sound and figure of talking. Jamal and Jumle. And totality altogether. So it's beauty, totality, and everything. That's the first word. The second word is Kamal. Kamal means the end of improvements, the best improvement. Perfection, sorry. Kamal is perfection, right? So we will let you know of beauty. With all the things that comes with that. And perfection, and something else, which is Keresh. Keresh is not Arab, it's Persian. Kereshme is that little, almost invisible, more movement of the beloved to provoke you. Means when beloved doesn't, imagine you're somewhere, you're a man, a lady is sitting over there, the lady doesn't let you know that she's interested in you. What do we do? We give you a little hint. A beautiful movement.
Koi.
I don't want to bring it to the normal stuff because Kereshmi is more than that. I don't want to go to the Persian root of it. But it's a beautiful little movement that will give you the hint for beauty. Means giving you a hint. Means leading you without you knowing it and without a very drastic changes. Means just like that, your mood will change. Little move. And these are three pieces. Put them together now. One is the beauty, totality, and all that. Exactly beauty. At the same time, his face. Second is perfection. The third is that little essence of the beauty, which the artists, they give it silly names, mood. There is something which is like the dressing of salad. For the beauty, there is a special touch, special stuff. For example, you will talk about literature, in English literature, and you will talk about there's the way to put the sentences like that, I remember that little trick that Shakespeare does. You see, here at the end of the sentence, be in a way elusive to force you to think about it again. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about a very delicate, invisible detail of writing. I'm explaining the special trick of Shakespeare being Shakespeare. That's why if you write down something and show it to an expert that Shakespeare really is a Shakespeare will never put a comma over that. That's what the impression is.
In Arabic, it would be Hila.
What?
In Arabic, could, because I'm trying to understand it.
Say the word.
Hila.
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 No. Hila. No. Hila could be negative. Hila could be even the worst. Yes, Hila is good. Because Hila is cleverness, is using the tricks. No. It's not at all like that. I'm talking about a little trick, which is always lovely and beautiful, because this normally happens when the beloved is walking. So in a very special way, see, it's invisible hint. Invisible stuff. So put all these three together. This is how he brings something to you on. It's all about the beauty. Because for beauty, you should understand what the beauty is. If this is not difficult enough, then you should understand the perfection in beauty. Because Michelangelo Buonarroti stood up and said, "This is perfect." Do you remember? He had one statue unfinished of Pietà. And he was carrying it always. Then somebody talked about it and blah, blah, blah. In the middle of the night, he went and called his name and the ribbon, which is hanging in here, wrote his name and said, "This is perfect, don't talk about it, because I say so." Who is there talking? It's not really Michelangelo Buonarroti. It's that stuff in him. That is stuff that makes him miserable. He writes about it and says, "Doesn't let me sleep. It's 10 days that I work. It doesn't let me sleep. I need to sleep." There is something else inside. Okay, in Michelangelo is exceptional. Therefore we understand it. It's in all of us. There is something inside. So you should understand beauty, perfection, and you should notice the invisible stuff that nobody notices. How many people you have, you know that they have gone to the museum and look at these famous paintings? For example, they go and see this lovely stuff from Delacroix. And all will come out and we'll talk about this. It was like this, it was like this, the combination was this. Someone will say, some of them, all the corners were dark. So, in a way, without we knowing it, he made the space illusive. That's something that knower will get it, right? This is how we explain it now, because we give credit to this art critic. Here we say, he will put it there. He will let you know, because the beloved will do this. But he will do it in a way that you notice it, you know it. This is half a verse, remember. So, when God wants, will bring to your eyes from beauty, perfectness, and the hate. And whatever he wants will put in your ears. What? Again, three stuff. Sama, Bisharat, Khurush. Sama is Sama with all the meanings of Sama. But because here is you bring it to your ears. So Sama means hearing as well as all those different meanings. This is Sama. Sama is what? To let you meditate and try your best to call on the beloved. That's what Sama is. What else is there? Promise. It's not promise. Bisharat means to give you the good news. To let you know that the good stuff will be there. To make you hopeful. That. And khurush. Khurush means boiling out. Even getting angry, all of that stuff means it will put Samar in your ears and the good news in your ears, and it will make you explode in your ears. What? Because the word, the universe, is not that. The word is Kaun. Kaun is existence. Remember how God created the universe? Be. Therefore it was, that being is Kaun. So everything which is that. He said, in this stuff, look at the universe. It's full of different tricks to resolve your problem, right? But you don't have any. Means in the universe, every problem has an answer, but yours doesn't. Because you're asking that. Beyond the legend one, right? Who doesn't? Until he will open the window for you. Means in this universe that you could do everything, you have all the powers, you have no way to the other side. Until he will open the window. Because this is not a door we try to open, remember? We knock quietly, not to disturb the beloved. This is the attitude of the lover. We believe that he will open the door. Because we don't remember, we don't know anyone trying becoming Michelangelo or trying and becoming Mozart. He did it. He will do it. Then, if for the moment you are ignorant of this, in the perfect moment he will open it for you. Means I talk about your problem not having a solution for your spirituality, although everything has a solution in here. I'm talking about he opening the gate for you. When the time comes, means now you don't know it, but you will learn it in time. Now, listen to the truth. He gave a good analysis about what is this we talk about eyes and ears and stuff.
We try our best, but it's up to him.
It's coming. Love is something that comes. It's not something that you get, or you find, or you make. Now, listen to the truth. Yes, Prophet?
The Prophet said that the glorious God has created a remedy for every pain. But of that remedy for your pain, you will not see the color or scent without his command.
You see, this is the difference. In this universe, God created